Hey guys, thank you for listening to the Zach Scriven Podcast. The Zach Scriven Podcast is sponsored by Anchor. Anchor is the easiest way to make a podcast. It gives you everything you need right in one place for free to publish your podcast across Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, all the podcasting place. You can record, edit, and even add sponsorships and earn money from your podcast. Really easy to get started. Go to anchor.fm or download the Anchor app to get started. And thank you, Anchor, for sponsoring the Zach Scriven Podcast. Thanks for listening.
I've been on the other side of the call, so I think it's a way for me to not only help, you know, companies grow, but also help people grow. I know, like Gary likes to say, we're not in the recruiting business, we're in the people business. So I kind of take that to heart. Follow the golden rule. So I'm Mike Sullivan, work for Miller Resource Group. I've been here about 3.5 years, primarily supporting the automation industry. So think factory automation, motion control, robotics, manufacturers, system integrators, work with some high-tech value-add distributors, primarily when they need engineers, technical sales folks, all the way up, you know, management to the C-level. So.
Awesome. And what do you love about recruiting?
What I love about recruiting? I've been on the other side of the call, so I think it's a way for me to not only help, you know, companies grow, but also help people grow. I know, like Gary likes to say, we're not in the recruiting business, we're in the people business. So I kind of take that to heart. Follow the golden rule.
When you said Gary, I thought Gary Vaynerchuk for a second. Oh, no. Gary Miller.
Gary Miller, the other Gary.
Yeah. So, and you did a good job there by repeating the question, and because these are kind of be individual videos.
Okay.
That's what you love. What do you think? Maybe this is kind of the same answer, but what do you think makes a great recruiter?
I think what makes a great recruiter is keeping in mind, you know, just exactly what's on the line, right? So, I mean, these are people's lives. They have families. They have all of these, you know, responsibilities. So, not losing the fact that, you know, you do make a difference, right? And it's not just about the bottom line. That there are, you know, these people do have stories and they have lives. So,
awesome. What are some of the stigmas you have as a recruiter?
Some of the stigmas, you know, not being knowledgeable, you know, about our industry. You know, you talk to us once, you'll never hear from us again. You know, that type of a stigma. Not thinking that we're, you know, relationship builders. You know, we're just, you know, we're basically just resume shufflers, and that's not the case at all. So,
awesome. What is Industry 4.0?
Industry 4.0 to me is, again, you guys will probably forget more about this stuff than I'll learn in my lifetime, so I'm realistic about it. But the way I would define it is, it's basically, if we take a factory, every machine in there is communicating, and you'll be able to run it, you know, as efficiently as possible.
Beautiful. I see you're active on LinkedIn. How do you're using social media to amplify your job, or how are you using social media?
Yeah, no, I mean, it's been kind of, I would say, a hallmark of building my business over the last 3.5 years. I mean, that's how you and I got connected, obviously, was through that platform. It is a way to build your brand, to connect with, you know, people that otherwise we never would have the ability, you know, to connect with. So we spend the vast majority of our time either on the phone or on LinkedIn or a combination. So I couldn't go a day without it.
Our jobs are not very much different. is there anything else you want to say, Sully, or any questions you have? It could be not off the record, but like, it doesn't have to be like. I think all these conversations are just kind of be published as part of the podcast.
Okay.
So, you know, or anything. If you wanted to feed me any questions.
How could we best or better serve the industry? Meaning, you know, companies like, you know, Rockwell or whoever, like how could we be a better partner?
Yeah, I think Gary is onto something by leveraging video to not only brand your guys' selves, but to brand your candidates. I think larger companies like Rockwell are going to have their own branding teams. They're going to probably do a good job at that. Or maybe they're a smaller company and they might need a little help with maybe doing some video that might help their, engaging in future employees.
Yeah.
But I really think that having video of, you know, your engagement with a candidate will help your client, ultimately who your clients are, be able to identify quickly, is this someone that we want to actually schedule an interview with? So your conversion rate might be a little bit higher, and so therefore you can place more candidates, right? You can get a better fit. I think that's where video has a huge opportunity for recruiting. And it's very much going to be like how I'm, you know, working with you guys to help bring that story out. Imagine you in my seat, and maybe it's over a Zoom call, or maybe it's in your guys' studio, helping get, and they may have never done video before, right? They're probably an automation engineer, right, or, you know, a representative for a manufacturer. They may have never done a video before, but if you can help them get that video story out, then they're going to be able to be placed more easily, which is what you guys are ultimately trying to do.
That was one of the exciting things, is how can we be a better advocate, not only for our candidates, but then also the clients, right? So I think video, like Gary says, is kind of the missing piece to the puzzle, potentially. So,
what do you think's after video?
Ooh, after video, that's a good question. I mean, we were talking about, you know, texting, or even just short, like little TikTok type of clips, you know, instead of a full on, you know, video. Maybe just hit them with, you know, some short little, you know, highlights or snippets. So I don't know.
Yeah, or audio podcast.
Audio podcast. Yeah.
Cool. If there's anything else,
good to go.
Appreciate it, man.
Yeah, thank you.
Looking forward to staying connected on LinkedIn. So.
Absolutely.
Yeah, next time we'll have some beer.
Awesome.
All right. Thanks.